BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I basically saved her life, you know.
Cleo, you noticed a small cut on her leg?
And Robert's taking me for my thank you treat later.
Oh, is he? I forgot. You've only mentioned it about 300 times. Oh,
I wonder what it's going to be. Pizza, bowling. Well, there's a place in Felbersham where you do, like, clay pigeon shooting on a screen, and that'd be wicked.
Oh, will you just show up for 2 minutes?
Maybe a theme park.
And take your feet off that table.
They're not even on the table, they're on the newspaper.
Which is on the table.
And I'm not even wearing shoes.
You think that makes it better?
Oh, get out of my grill, Zainab. Haven't you got curry to deliver or something?
Not at 10 o'clock in the morning, no. I'm working this evening.
When are you going to get a proper job?
What?
Like Mum says, if you're not going to uni, my girl, you need to sort your life out.
Oh, Khalil, I'm warning you.
Right there. Oh, there goes Lindy's paper. Oh,
let me.
Are you ready, Khalil?
Yeah, totally. I can't wait.
Excellent. So if you just run and get your
Robert,
coat. Yes?
This outing.
Yeah?
Could I come too?
Oi.
Well, yes, of course. The more the merrier.
No, hold on.
Yeah, you'll need your coat, though.
No problem. Back in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you too, Khalil.
Unbelievable.
Are you getting a coat?
No, I'll be fine, thanks.
Just in that hoodie?
Yeah, I don't feel the cold.
Panama?
Yeah, the cruise liner stopped there the other night. Wayne found a bar somewhere.
Oh, how very unlike him.
Sort of western-themed. He sat in on guitar for a couple of numbers, and by the end of the night, they'd offered him a regular gig.
Just like that?
Yeah, well, their rhythm guitarist was leaving anyhow, to train as a priest.
Wow.
Yeah, so Wayne was there just at the right moment.
Good timing. Important for a musician.
Yeah, he did that joke. I didn't find it funny then, neither.
Okay, oh, sorry, Jolene. But, come on, be fair. I'd jump at an opportunity like that, even if it is in Panama.
Yeah, me too, if I'm honest. Yeah. It don't make me any less mad at him, though.
Can I give you the hot specialist, then?
Oh, yes, please, my darling.
Right. Soup is roasted winter roots.
Ooh, sounds lovely.
Pie is chicken and mushroom. Uh-huh. Main is venison burger. Veggie main is zingy mac and cheese.
Zingy?
With a hint of chilli.
Oh, great. Mm. I'll put them on the blackboard.
Okay.
Fallon, while you're here.
Yeah?
Well, now that we know your dad's not coming home, well, we've been really impressed with how you've been coping in the kitchen.
Oh, more than coping, Kenta.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing great. Oh. So, if you now want the job on a permanent basis, we'd be delighted.
Yeah, we would.
Hmm?
Yeah, I thought you might say something like that.
So?
Well, I've got to be honest, I'm really not sure.
Yeah, we understand, my darling.
No, but I promise I'm not going to do a flit like Dad did.
No, I don't think there's any danger of that.
And, well, I'll have a good think about it. Is that okay?
I had a dream about it last night. Well, a nightmare, really.
Oh, was I? No, that's terrible. So sorry for you.
I was swimming.
Not in sewage, I hope.
No, it was in the sea.
Gross.
And there was this island I was trying to get to with statues on.
Oh, like Easter Island.
But the sea was rising and the statues were getting covered, and no matter how hard I swam, I couldn't get to them.
What's that got to do with our house?
Well, it's obvious, dummy.
You think the statues represented the photographs that were lost?
Exactly. See, Robert gets it.
I do feel for you, all of you.
Thanks.
I still have very clear memories of the last big flood we had in Ambridge.
When was that?
Oh, that was nearly 10 years ago, Khalil. Anyone who hasn't been through something like that can't really understand the destructive power that water can have.
No.
But though we were flooded out and the dirt it left was abominable, at least we didn't have excrement coursing through the place.
Honestly, the stench was unbelievable.
I can imagine, although I'd rather not.
I never want to smell that ever again.
Yes, Linda did say you were trying to reassemble the photo albums with the help of relatives in Pakistan.
Yeah, Uncle Ardiel got right on it.
Yeah, and have you got the images now?
No, Dad's going to bring them over when he comes.
Oh, hard copies.
Yeah, old school.
That makes sense.
I still wish I never moved the boxes out of my room, though.
Well, what's done is done.
Yeah, you won't say no, sir.
Do try not to dwell on it.
Yeah.
So, here we are.
A shed?
On stilts.
A hide. That's for watching birds.
I see.
Not what you were expecting.
I'm not sure what I was expecting, to be honest.
Are we allowed in?
Well, of course, that's why I brought you here.
Oh, sick. Hey, look at this massive latch.
Open it. Yes.
That's the way. You're coming, Zainab.
Oh, yeah. Try stopping me.
I never knew this was even here.
After you.
Thanks. It's a bit gloomy, isn't it?
Well, we'll soon do something about that.
Hey, look.
Can you get that one, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Oh, my. You can see right over the lake.
Yeah, that's Arkwright Lake, after Arkwright Hall. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got binoculars for you both. These are Lindy's. Zainab, would you like those?
I guess.
And my spare pair for you, Khalil.
Oh, thank you.
So, we'll just settle ourselves down quietly and wait for the birds.
Look at these.
Yeah, it's a lovely, relaxing way to pass a couple of hours.
Couple of hours?
What, you wish you hadn't come, Zainab?
No. Actually, this is something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, right.
Is that the venison?
Yep, straight from Home Farm.
Oh, there's some left over.
Fancy it for your tea, do you?
Yeah, certainly do. Fallon, I know we've all been a bit knocked sideways by Wayne's news, so, well, I've only just realised he's your dad and you've been used to having him around.
Yeah.
And, well, suddenly he's moving thousands of miles away.
Well, who knows how long this gig will last. He could be back here in a couple of months.
Yeah, fair point.
But, well, he's got to live his own life. Earning a living from making music, that's always been his dream. And if I ever want to visit him, he's in a nice place.
Yeah, awesome, fair point. Yeah.
So, I'm okay.
Oh, well, I'm pleased. And with the job...
Oh, I really haven't had time to think about it yet.
No, of course not. I just wanted to say, you know, we totally get that this isn't what you had in mind when you left the tea room.
Mm.
Yeah, and we know you might not want to be stuck working with your mum and old stepdad.
Oh.
So, no, if you're worried about hurting our feelings, don't be.
Thank you, Kenton.
Well, you've always wanted to be your own boss and we respect that. But I would say, you don't have to keep to Wayne's brief. This kitchen would be your domain.
Right.
And you'd be part of the management team alongside us and Lillian.
Oh.
Although you wouldn't have a share in the pub, you'd still have an equal voice. And, you know, who knows, in the future, you might be able to buy into the business somehow. You know, anything's possible.
Okay. I hadn't thought of that.
But that's for the future. Right now, you'd have a lot of creative control. We know that you've got masses of ideas.
Well, I really appreciate that. I need to discuss it all with Harrison, though.
Oh, no, of course. And you've got lunch to prep. Just some food for thought.
Yes, the herons are starting to build their nests now. Or rebuilding last year's.
Right.
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer? I'm freezing.
Should have brought your coat, shouldn't you?
It's not that.
I think it is.
No, it's the whole thing. I mean, no offence, Robert, but the birds are miles away.
No, they aren't.
I'll have to be close to the animals.
Oh, there's a... What do you call it again?
Oh, is it the goosander? Oh, look at the lovely brown head.
It just looks like a duck to me.
Shh. It's a pretty good spot, Zainab. You must be sure to enter it in the sightings book.
Okay.
Along with the others we've seen today. It's all right, Khalil. We won't torture you any longer. I'm glad you've enjoyed it, though, Zainab.
I have, which is a bit of a surprise, actually.
Well, I'm happy to bring you along any time. And you know where the hide is now. You're free to come by yourself if you want.
Well.
And you're welcome to borrow some binoculars until you get your own pair.
Oh, easy, Tiger. I can't honestly see myself becoming a regular bird watcher.
Ah, no.
Fair enough.
But maybe a return visit in a bit when there are some different species to see?
It would be my pleasure.
Great. Now can we go?
I bet they wish they were back in Bridge Farm.
Wow, it's a bit ironic, isn't it? Home Farm's one of the poshest places for miles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Hello.
What a disappointment it's been for them.
Oh, sorry, Home Farm?
Yeah. You know Joy and Mick are staying there.
Well, yes, I assume they must be having the time of their lives.
Well, they would be.
Yeah, but they can't get anything to work. It's all stupidly high-tech, including the heating.
And the cooker.
Oh, dear.
They were in here last night for a meal and a warm-up.
Oh, well, poor things.
What can I get you?
A pint of Shires, please.
Pint of Shires.
You look a bit chilly yourself, Robert.
Oh, yes, a morning's bird watching with Dr. Malik's youngsters.
Really? How did that go down?
Well, let's say a mixed bag.
So you'll need a nice lunch to warm you up, then.
You read my mind, Jolene. What's Wayne's special sandwich today?
Fallon special?
Oh, of course. You think I'd be used to that by now?
Well, you'll have to get used to it. It not being Wayne, anyhow. He ain't coming back.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. There you go. And the sandwich is pastrami with mustard and gherkins.
Oh, that sounds tempting. Oh, and here is its creator. Hello, Fallon.
Hiya.
What's up, darling? No problem.
No, I've just been talking to Harrison about the job.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, very quick.
Yeah, I didn't expect to. I messaged him saying I needed to talk to him later and he rang me straight back.
Worried something was wrong, I expect.
Yeah. How is Harrison?
Oh, he's doing well, thanks.
Oh, well, how long will he be away, do you know? Once the cricket season starts, he's going to be missed.
We don't know for sure. Sorry. But it'll certainly be until the summer.
Oh, that long?
Mm.
Anyhow, Robert, special sandwich, is it?
Yes, please.
And maybe a warming bowl of soup on the side. Roasted winter roots.
That sounds splendid. Can you put it all on a tab?
Sure.
Yeah, problem. I'll probably have a coffee afterwards.
It won't be long.
So that's one soup, one pastrami.
You spoke to Harrison, then?
Oh, yeah. He was worried, so I had to tell him what it was about, and then I thought we might as well discuss it. So we had a good talk.
Yeah. And? What was the outcome?
Well, we both agreed that I should go for it.
Yes!
Oh, fantastic!
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. Nothing to worry about. We just had a bit of good news.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Oh, it is. Oh, we're going to make an amazing partnership, my darling. Oh. The three of us. We'll really get this place buzzing.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'm going to throw everything I've got into it.
Just what we'd expect from you.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, when I lost the charging station, it seemed like the worst thing ever. But now, looks like the universe was trying to tell me something.
Oh!